Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today we have Wendy Martindale in the studio. Wendy is a Navy veteran and the Veterans Navigator at St. Clair County Community Mental Health. So why don't we just start off by talking about why there are specific services directed at the veteran population?
Well, because the veteran population is so unique and experience mental health, substance use disorders, post-traumatic stress, and traumatic brain injury at disproportionate rates, as well as homelessness.
Now, I have a son that's in the Army, so then always when I hear about this kind of stuff, it kind of rattles my cage, right? But then I hear it isn't always from going to combat. Like, there's a lot of stuff that happens in training, you know, that causes a lot of stress. Is this stuff that you found in the work that you're doing?
Yes, it does not have to be combat related at all. There's just the stress of military life.
CMH focuses on mental health issues, and so are veterans more susceptible to having challenges with mental health?
I don't know if they're more susceptible, but they do experience them at a higher rate. I think in 2018, the VA stated that more than 1.7 million veterans received treatment in a VA mental health specialty program. So that is quite a significant number.
It's a challenging lifestyle. I know even for my son, there have been a lot of things that were kind of surprises for him when he went into the military. So and some of the, you know, stresses of that lifestyle, leaving home, being away from your friends and family, there's a lot of unknown, right? You never know. Am I going to go ship out there? Am I going to do this? Are we going to do this training? Are we not going to do the training?
That's exactly it right there. You know, being away from family is huge.
So how do you work with people when they come to you? So if there are veterans that are listening or family members or friends that are like, you know, we know somebody or I am that person and I am struggling with this, with some of these things, how do you guys help them?
I am able to help any veterans and family members, linking them up with resources for homelessness. I work very closely with our local St. Clair County Department of Veteran Affairs office. So helping them if they may not have their VA medical benefits yet and qualify for those, helping them get those, as well as maybe any other benefits through the VA that they're entitled to. I'm able to link them up with employment resources, as well as possibly education, too. I'm here. I'm a veteran myself. I know the struggles and just want to help out in any way that I can. So if there's any questions, concerns, please feel free to reach out to me.
Yeah. And so how do people connect with you?
My direct line is 810-966-3755.
And so you mentioned that you're a veteran yourself. So is that why you kind of got into this niche?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have been utilizing the VA for my medical for several years and know how difficult at times it can be. The care is there and it's good, but sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to access, especially the specialty services and the option to go into the community and receive care. And since I've utilized it so long for myself, I just wanted to help out my fellow veterans as well.
Well, it's great that you're there to provide that resource, and it's great that CMH is doing that as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Wendy. I really appreciate that information, and I hope it helps some of our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for today, listeners. If you want to hear more, click on Limelight at WGRT.com or follow Limelight with Jesse on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for joining us. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.